I just want to correct one point from what I said yesterday, that look at the case over there on Kuv Zayin, the case over there, Sedas 3, which is permitted, the case which is permitted is a case of the tzvi is in the house, and the person would sit in front of the door to block it as Osir. So Reuven sits in front of the door, and the Shimon sits down, like right after him, theoretically blocking the door, but he's irrelevant because Reuven is there already. And the Mishnah says, if Reuven pulls away, so Shimon, who sat down, is now keeping the tzvi in the house. That's potter. And Shmuel says that case is potter mutter, because when he sat down, he wasn't doing anything at all. He was.
It sounds like he's not doing maisa now.
Right.
But that was the point to distinguish the cases here in Shabbos, in Yitzios, was that, it's the Maisa being done.
Right, but I guess the point was saying, the Mishnah was referring to the Maisa of sitting down when the other person is there, it doesn't create an Isser. I think that's what the Mora would mean. Okay. So the Mora says, the Mishnah, so the Reisha doesn't bother me, because there's a case of Pata Motor. But the Sefer, where it's Pater and Osir, why isn't it counted? So Moses says, Mikol Mokim, Tarti Sori Havim. But the Maisa, however you do the math, you still have, so you don't have 16, but you have 12. So why does the Mishnah only tell me 8? That's what we're holding in the Moshe Kasha, right? So the more answers, Paturi, the Osir Behuda Dechiv. Chatas is kachoshim. The loss of hula dechi of chatas is kachoshim. The Mishnah, for our purposes, the Mishnah is only counting a case of potter abalaser, which a potter which could come to an iser. It's going to be also either way. So the person who does the kira theoretically could continue through and do the hanacha and become the chi of chatas. The person who does the hanacha cannot be chayav chi of chatas because he didn't do the kira. So it's not a case of. So we're talking about. Mishnah is talking about. There are. When we say Shnayim Shein Arba, there's going to be for the fellow inside, for the Balabayas, there's two cases where he does the Kira and he comes to a Chiyuv, and two cases where he does the Kira and he doesn't come to a Chiyuv, and it's Potter. There are two cases where he does the hanacha and he's potter, but he didn't. It wasn't a case of akira because it couldn't directly come to akira. The Mishnah is not listening, regards to its list of shem shein arba, but it doesn't go into that. Not that it's not, it's potter, but also even in that situation.
So now, why would it be us and the rabbanan on the person just doing a hanacha? Because unless you can't do the yisur, the raisa.
The Pashas, the assumption is that taking part of any part of the Malacha is something which Chazal would be merachik. It's not a good idea to get him, once a person's involved in the Malacha, next thing he'll do something else. He'll do it next time by himself, whatever. There is, this is where Rashi learns. From the Markasha, let's see Rashi. Let's do Rashi. Rashi is back on Gimel on Beis on the Beis. Tarti Sora Havin is about seven lines up. So there's 12 cases. The Mishnah only says 8. Arba Chiyuve. There's 4 cases of Chiyuv. Hitzonach Nosa for the Balabais and Tzonach Nosa for the Ani. It's a manya paturi, and there's eight cases of potter. Shtei akiras la'oni b'loy hanocha. The oni has two cases of akira, which he doesn't do the hanocha, the balabais does the hanocha. Shtei hanochas b'loy akira, and he has two cases where he does the hanocha, but he didn't do the akira for the oni, so that's 4. Chena balabais, and the balabais has 2 akiras without hanocha, 2 hanochas without akira, so he also has 4. So 4 for the balabais, 4 for the oni is 8. And plus the 4 cases of Kiev is 12. Kagayin. Pashat Oni Yisyadu Malaya Lifnim. The Oni put his hand inside with something in it. Not the Balabais Mitzicha, and the Balabais took out of it. So the Ani did an Akira, Hare Akira Lani, Hanocha the Balabayas. So in that case, the Ani did the Akira, the Balabayas did the Hanocha. That's Shachab, one for the Ani, one for the Balabayas. Or Shanos on the Secher, or alternatively, the Balabayas put into it, Vahitzi, and then the Ani took it outside. Hare Akira the Balabayas, that's one Akira for the Balabayas, Hanocha Lani, and one case of Hanocha the Ani. So you now have four cases of Potter Balasar. What you have, we have one case of Akira and one case of Anocha for the Balabais, one case of Akira, one case of Anocha for the Ani. So that's four tour. And then the Chain, Pasha Balabais, that's all talking about the Ani was the one who stuck his hand in. You could have the same type of discussion where the Balabais stuck his hand out. So he did the Akira and the Ani did the Hanocha, or he stuck his hand out, the Ani put something into it, the Ani did the Akira and he did the Hanocha. So that's again four, because Tommy, like the Mishnah says. So the Bai said back, why are you asking me that it's 12? It should be 16. She's three Havyan. The Ikala Mechshav Nami, Hanach Pturi, the Misnu Gabi Chiyuvi, the cases of Potter, which go back in the first sets of the Mishnah, which correspond to the cases of Chayiv. Mishnah says, Ani Chayiv, Valabai is Potter. So there's two cases of the Ani doing it. In both cases it said the Ani is Chayiv and the Balabai is Potter. So that's two, you have two Chiyuvim, you also have two Peturim. And you have the same thing with the Balabai. So you have four Peturim over there, another four Peturim makes it 16. Chayim Balabai is Chayiv Ani Potter. So more answers that the Reisha, Baba the Reisha, the Ani Chayiv or Balabai is Potter, or Balabai is Chayiv Ani Potter, the cases of where you're discussing chiyuv, and the other person is potter, over there is the potter michatos, umutzer lachachil, that's him, it's mutter, the halav akira ovid, v'loi hanocha ovid. He didn't do akira or hanocha, so acher hinicha biyadu, the other person put it in his hand, so he didn't do anything. So there's no malach involved, and it's considered mutter. Again, Tosis points out that at least there's an isad rabbanon called Masayeya. And the Tosis is a little bit difficult. Tosis says, and Isidra Bonan, which because he's chayiv to be mafresh a person from Isser. So the chayiv to be mafresh somebody from Isser, the chayiv to prevent somebody from doing an Aveira, could be derisive, it's part of the mitzvah Techacha. The person's going to give us, if you have a chayiv to rebuke him and stop him, obviously you shouldn't be involved in helping him. Tosis only calls it the Rabbanon. This is Messiah the Rabbanon. It is significant that it's only the Rabbanon. There's a shach which says that when it's only the Rabbanon, they didn't answer it in a scenario of a person who's a mummer, a person who is muksa to do it, that they didn't answer it by Messiah. So that has ramifications in many areas of halacha, that if it's only they didn't answer in the case of a mummer. But the pasha, the chur, the problem is, why is it true that it's only the Rabbanon? It's a problem.
They didn't ask
her
being Messiah, or
they didn't ask
her being Messiah,
Mummer. The case where the Mummer gets the status of a goy, they didn't ask her. Potter Balasar, Zakrashi, Potter Michata, Zabalasar, Midivrem, Lechatkhila. We're talking about cases of Potter Balasar. Shmuel said all of Shas is Potter Balasar, except for three things. Said it's Svi, said it's Nochash, Mappas, Mursa, Kulma, Perak, Rebeliezer, Armor, Ha'areg. The Perak starts with Rebeliezer, Armor, Ha'areg. We usually refer to the Perak as Ha'areg. We say by the end of the Perak. Hasan Parash Tamayo, Menolahu, Behuv, the Potter Mutter. More it goes to each one, how do we know that it's Potter Mutter? Mursa is the Koistero, which I guess is the word for a boil. Mappas is Oitzer. He's squeezing it to open up the pus should come out. Versus Kitrichale Shmuel Skiddish is Lashmin the Potter Mutter, Banach Disbuhu Maisa, Kigan Hani Tlas. So he wants to tell you a case where he was doing something, and even so it's Potter and Mutter, Vesulaka, there's no other, besides these three cases, there's no other case in Shabbos, which he's doing a Maisa, and you use the word potter, and it means motu. But cases where he did no Maisa, then potter could mean motu. He could subaka go and hanach the baba duration. Examples of that would be the case of the ratio of our Mishnah, where he's not doing anything at all. So that's potter and motu. The more answers, why is it only 8 and not 12? Because Maturi Dosa Vilodei Chiyuv Chatos, the Mishnah is only used counting in its count of the Shtayim Shein Arba cases which have the potential of coming to a Chiyuv Chatos. Keep going. Akirois Shein Tchilas HaMalacha, the cases, the examples of that are Akira, which are the beginning of the Malacha. Because there's a potential that he could finish off the process in Mikhayev. Because the person did the Hanacha, didn't do the Akira, so he'll never be Chayev in this case. So by Arba the Ketoni, so when it says four, Shtayim Shein Arba, Tochad, each for the Ani and for the Balabayas, Tarte de Chiyuvi, the four are the two cases of Chiyuv, Vakira de Ptura, and the two cases of Potter where he did the Akira, the Tartina, which is two. For example, Pashad Ani Yoda Malaya Lifnim, Hochad. So starting with the Ani, he put his hand in with something in it, so he did the Akira by putting his hand inside. He did Hachnosa, the Akira of the Hachnosa, Hachara. Or, the case was, he put his hand inside empty, Mishnosa Nusecha Balabayas, the other Shaloni Hoysarikonis, and he took it outside. So Hotarti. So that's the second case where he did the second case where there the Balabais did the Akira. Or Mechain Be'iruch, and the same thing with the case of the Balabais is the starter. So you have two cases of Akira, one for the Ani, one for the Balabais, and the second group also, one for the Ani, one for the Balabais, and so that ends up being four cases of Akira, two for the Balabais and two for the Ani. So Rashi, so that's Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi brings a second Pshat. V'raboisai Omrim, my Rebbeim had a Pshat in the Gemara like this. Pshitas Yad Lifnim, the Gabi Shneim, Beim Aleia, Beim Rikonis, Hitchilas Hamais. So we're saying, it doesn't mean that Kira per se, Rashi says, it means the beginning of the process. So normally that's a Kira, but over here, since there was two players, so when the person put his hand inside, that was the beginning of the process, even though it was empty. And even though the Balabais picked it off the ground and put it into his hand, right? But the Ani is the one who started by putting his hand in. So that's what it means, that's what we're counting over here. So you look at the cases, so it's the Ani sticks his hand inside full, and the Balabais takes something out of it. The Ani puts his hand inside empty, and the Balabais puts something into it. Right? So with both cases, the Ani stuck his hand inside. And we have the cases where the Balabais is doing that. So that's four. So that's your two for the Balabais and two for the Ani.
No.
Pasha is no nafkamina in the Tupshat. Yeah. There is talk in the Mishnah already, Tim Hasbro, the Shita, and then maybe there is nafkamina, but simply understood, yes, there's no nafkamina, just a question of Pshat and Mishnah. When they use language of Chayim and Potter, usually the reference is back to the Chatas, because that's, that was the measure we were talking about. I don't know why Rashi decided to throw it in right over here. I don't know. Okay. Back on the Gemara. Shnei and Peturim, last two words of that line. Tenth line. So the Gemara says, Shnei and Peturim, why are they both Potter? Well, he said, Vida Malachim Ibn Ayu. Between the two of them, they did a Malacha. So why aren't they Chayiv, both Chayiv, for doing the Malacha? Now, Tosafos says that the Gemara's Kasha wasn't the Bolshevi Chayiv, because doesn't make sense to be Mechayiv. He says it doesn't make sense to be Mechayiv the Ralabayas, because when he did it, there was nothing there. The Kasha is that the Ani who completes the process and thereby does a Malacha of Hitzo on Shabbos, or Hachnosa on Shabbos, by doing the Hanacha, or vice versa, the Balabais does the Hanacha, whoever does the Hanacha should be Chayiv for finishing off the process of the Malacha. It's a Tosafos learns. The simple reading of the Gemara sounds like the Gemara's kasha is on both. Okay. Says Hadya, and that's the Gemara answers Rabbi Omer. The pasuk says, "Me'ama oritz ba'asei so." If you have one of the pasuk is written by Karmen Chatos. You know what I'm just thinking? No, that Rashi probably belongs as introduction to the next piece of Gemara. Okay. The question over here was Chayvim Ptur. We're talking about we're going to bring a source from Karmen Chatos. Well, maybe Chayvim Ptur means Chayv Skila. So why bring your source from Karmen Chatos? So Rashi says, because the phrase of Potter in general was used in reference to the Karban Chatos. And it says by Karban Chatos, Mayama Oritz, one of the members, Nefesh Achas, Mayama Oritz, is Basri. So as it does it. So what is it? So Oisa es Kula, it meaning the whole Malacha, but Loi Oisa es Mixas. So not a person does a part of the Malacha. The Chiv Oisa for doing a whole Malacha. Matthias then says that the next piece of Gemara, the next phrase, is really just another way of saying what we just said. Yachid also isos chayiv, shnayim also isos p'tur. So then we have the din of shnayim also both did the malacha, they're both potter. The more later on is to say that there's two scenarios how that can happen. Matthias brings it in. There's one scenario where they do it, they do. Two people pick it up together and walk outside together and put it down together. That's two people doing it. There's one scenario over here where one does the kir, one does the hanach. The Gemara actually says you need two of them sukkim for that because it's a different type of hishtatus in the maisa. Right? Yes. All kibbutz does mean the size mesach hilchos Shabbos. It's written by Chatos. The Gemara presents it by Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara does not present it by other cases. So it's in the case it's a loch in Hilchos Shabbos, but I'm not sure. In Menami Amrukiya Bergamda Nisigam Mepiya Chabura, we have also a different source which says the same idea. V'Amr Basheso the Darshan Yachid Shasso Chayiv Shnayim Shasua is Peturim. Okay, it's Rashi. One of two Rashi's over here. That Rashi we just saw Kochiv at the end of the previous Rashi Kochiv Ptur said the Shabbos with Chatos Koy B'Shagig. Now we're supposed to saw Gabi Chatos Ksiv by Chatos. Okay. So now the many of us have to start out. The world likes to go through work out the phraseology of the Mishnah. Why it said this? Why it said that? Etc. It's behind us. Now we're going to start with Chatos Shabbos. Okay. The Chabura came out and threw out this idea. This is going to be a Chabura. They didn't throw it away. They threw it, threw it out for this. They presented it. Yeah. Okay. Boy, my name Rav Mirevi. So Rav asked Rebbe the following question. So here you have your interface between your Tana and your Amara. Okay. This is. Rav was one of the youngest Talmidim of Rebbe, but he was he did see Rebbe. He tino chaver oichlon mashkin, hoitzia nechutz. So Reuven standing there, Shimon puts onto Reuven, possibly at Reuben's request, right? He puts something on Reuben's, straps on his back, container, and then Reuben walks outside with that container on his back. So is Reuben chayiv for the malach of Shabbos or not? He didn't pick it up off the ground. He didn't do that kira off of the ground. So what's the shayla? Mahu? Akiras gufoi kakiras chayfitz mimakam adami umechayiv. Do we look at it right now? The place of the item is in the Rishus HaYachid, on the person. Then as he uproots himself, he starts to walk, he's taking the chayvitz out of its makim, into the, and then when he goes outside, he puts it down, and he's now placed in Rishus HaRabim. Or no, you don't look at it like that. When you say that chayvitz has never really left its place now is on the person. In other words, we define the idea of the malacha of Hutzah is that it has makam A. You remove it, uproot it, you make it the makam lists, and then you replant it somewhere else. So that process is the malacha of Hutzah. So that's not really true over here because it does have a makam. The makam went with it as it went outside. Well, when we get to the sixth parak, we'll discuss why in the world are you allowed to walk outside wearing a coat. The answer is because it becomes bottled to your body, because it's there to function to protect your body. But anything which a person will be wearing, which is, and that creates some fascinating halachas, that theoretically you could do a tzor in your hand, like a person who has a cane, which he cannot walk without the cane, it's not considered a tzor. Because it's there, even though he's carrying it, because he's not carrying it, it's carrying him. It's with him. But it's not because you're wearing it versus not wearing it. It's because it's functioning for you, or you're functioning for it.
What's the difference between this case and the case where the onikvah
takes? Good question. Great question. Amalei. So Rebbe answered back, Yischai. It's not, you can't compare this case to the case of Yad. In other words, the Mishnah says the case of Yad, he's not Chai. The Ani takes his hands inside, the Balabais puts it into the hands of the Ani, the Ani takes it outside. Oh, right, so it means the Balabais put it onto the Ani, and the Ani took it out. Here the person put it onto the Reuven, and Reuven took it out. What's the difference? No, this case is Chai, but the case of the Yad was put. My timer. Why is it not a daima? So now there's a question over here in the Girsa. Gufay nayach, yadalo nayach. We'll go with the Girsa, which you have right now. The body, Rashi says, is resting. It's in a state of rest on the ground. And the hand is not. Tosis understands Rashi. And the Mechlokes is how to understand what Rashi is saying. Let's see the Rashi's inside, and then I'll tell you the machlokes how to understand it. Hitina chaveira. Shohaya gufay b'rishas ha'yachid. He was standing in the rishas ha'yachid. Hitina chaveira. Somebody loaded up onto him this item. Diya gufay le'ovin la'okar midi. This person did not take anything. The person didn't do what they carried. He didn't take it off the ground. He just walked outside. Achlam ha'mashkim. It says food and drink. The truth is that it's lav dafka echlam mashkim, but it gave him a urchad milson means it's a common example. Dover tzarach l'shabbos, therefore only he's asking behind b'shabbos. You know, you're not usually dealing with something with that's food and drink, or something which a person would be involved in on Shabbos. Akiras gufay, shakiras raglo bin abayis lachar shenitan. The act of now starting to walk, which he's removing his body from its makam. So there is again. So the person standing still. So vis-a-vis the person, his makam is a rishus ha'yachid. When he walks out, his makam is a rishus ha'rabim, right? So there's a kiras gufay. Does that work for the item also? The more answer is yes. V'nedem l'yodik. It's not done until the case of Hapshuta Lithim, when the Ani puts his hand and empty it inside. And he's standing outside. Rasam Alabayas, the Seichon, the Balabayas puts something into the Oni's hand. The Potter brought Tana the Masnis, and the Tana says he's Potter. The Oni who took it outside is Potter. So why don't we say the same thing over there? The answer is Yodel Loinayach. The hand was not in a state of rest inside of the Rishus HaYachid. The Oni standing outside, he puts his hand inside. So the hand is not considered that it's munach in Rishus HaYachid. So that when you put the item in the hand, it's not considered an act of that the Oni is doing the Akira by removing his hand back. Akira is always assumes there was a hanach. It has to be that it's munach in play. It's in a state of rest in place A. That's now its place, and then you remove it from there. It goes somewhere else. So when the person's body is inside, that's its place, his place. He's munach inside. When he now walks out, he's doing akira on his body, which now works for the item on his body also. But if he's standing over here, he's standing outside, and his hand is inside. The makom of the hand is not inside. So when he takes his hand out, it's not called he did an akira to be mekaya for doing akira, taking the item outside. So over there, the akira would have to be from the ground. So if he sticks his hand inside, he picks it up from the ground. So the chayfetz is on the ground, and you're doing akira from the ground on the chayfetz. If the balabais picks it up and puts it on his hand. So the balabais did the akira off the ground. So you say, yeah, but Fedor won't take care of the ground. But his act of removing it, taking his hand from from inside to outside is an akira. No, it's not. Akira means it was munach there. His hand wasn't munach there. So let's see the two Rashis, and I'll tell you the choices, and then we'll decide. That's a good question. If his hand's not nayich, therefore when he takes it out, he didn't do akira. You can't define it so. The language of Rashi is difficult, but I'm not involved in it. It's not derech, it sounds like the problem of shalak adarka. Okay, below akira no. And so it requires akira no. Kufanayich al gabi karka v'havi akira. But the body is at rest on the ground, and therefore it's considered an akira. So Tosis reads Rashi. It's not like Dov was just saying that the difference is because the hand is in no man's land. It's not really inside, it's not really outside. It's not really inside because it's attached to this guy who happens to be outside. It's not really outside because it's inside. Right? He tries to understand Rashi, the main point is a body is at rest on the ground and the hand is in the air. Tosafot the difference Machadish, his understanding of Rashi, let's go back to the original question of Rav. If the fellow is standing inside, Reuben standing inside, and Shimon puts the item into Reuven's hand, and then Reuven walks out, he'll be put, according to Rashi. Because Yadol and I. It's not because they're in two different Rishuyas. He understands Rashi's a hand is not considered a makom of munach. So therefore, according to Rashi, this is what Tosafot understands, according to Rashi, if you put it into the hand and walk out, it also be Tosafot said that's very difficult to understand. How can you understand the case of the Mishnah when you put it into the hand of all the bias? So comes along the Rashi and the Ramban and say that's not what Rashi meant. Rashi meant because he's in two different Rishuyos, the hand is not considered munach. There's a case where he's outside and his hand is inside. The hand is not, you can't call the hand at rest inside because it's attached to this guy who's outside. Now look at the next piece of Rashi. I'll prove it to you from the next part of Rashi. Listen, Akrina, there was a different version in the how to say it in the words of the Gemara. They had different gears in the Gemara. Yodah Basar Gufer Grira. I'm sorry. It wasn't a different version. That means the Gemara continued and said Gufer Yodah Loinayach because Yodah Basar Gufer Grira. It's like Rashi. Look, Gassina. We take it out. The Yaseru because it's extra. Now, according to Tosis, it's not to look at it because it's extra. It's not extra. It's raw, right? That's a whole different idea. Yodah Basar Gufer Grira means that his hand is depends on his body. So, in the case within the same Rishus, the hand depending on the body would give you a Chiyuv, right? But in the case of the hand is a different Rishus. It creates this no man's land. The hand is not really there. It's not really here, right? So that's if that's understanding of Rashi, where the Rashba says, as you say, don't be garrison because that's what I meant. I already said that. The hand is not considered at rest. I don't need to explain because it's attached to the body. Because the Tosfos, if he's understanding Rashi, the hand is not even considered at rest when it's in the same Rishus. So, well, how can you say don't be garrison those words because they're extra? Don't be garrison because that would give you that they're wrong. I'm telling you the problem is the hand is it's not a place of rest, period. Now you're telling me the problem is the hand is not at rest because it's stuck to the hand, the body, which is in the wrong place. So for the way Rashi presents it, clearly Rashi was but the Rashi from the Ramban said Rashi did not mean that. They were meant to say that. Okay. One more question over here. You had a question though?
Rashi also it's not necessarily right. Once you have that problem that it's attached to his body, it's not anymore a manup, but even when, let's say, that one, it just makes the hand move the din, not a.
I think the point he's saying that the problem is not because it's attached to a body, the problem is because it's not a munich on the ground. Whereas, according to Tosis, the issue isn't that it's attached to the body, the issue is that it's not, that it doesn't have a shame hanocha because it's not on the ground. In other words, whereas the rest of the body is interesting, we're giving the hand, it's a funny status, a hand, right? Because when he put the guy on something on the guy's shoulder, he says, it's called its munach on the ground, because that's called on the body. And here it's on the hand. The hand is a part of your body. So, I mean, the hand has a funny status that, A, it's part of a body, obviously, but on the other hand, the hand has made the whole things. So, we'll see later on the story of the hand make use, the idea of the hand being made the whole things gives it a chashivas. But here we're saying that the fact that it means it's not, we don't look at it as it's just part of the body. It's a new place for it. There's on the body, which is called on the ground, from top to bottom. And then there's on the in the hand, which is called not on the ground. Right? That's what Tosfos understands Rashi, because it's in the hand. It's not the Basar Gufa. Tosfos points over here, by the way, the more Shaila really is love the Afka and Akira, the more it could have the same shallow regards to Hanocha. Hanocha's Guva Kanocha's Chepitz. Right? So, when the Oni walks out carrying it, or the person walks out carrying it, and he stops, he's now Munach in the Rishon Sarabim. Is that called that he's, the item is now Munach? And the answer the more would be yes. The same way Akira is considered, Akira's Gufa is Kakira's Chepitz. So Hanocha's Gufa is Kanocha's Chepitz. So now, going back to the case of the Mishnah, so let's. What about a case where the Ani sticks his hands inside, picks the item up from the ground, and brings his hand back to himself? He doesn't put it down on the ground. So what's going to be the lach in that case? So the chara now, the hand is at rest in the Rishus HaRabim, where it belongs. It's not now. It's not a conflict. It's lost its problem of being a no man's land because it's a little bit inside, a little bit outside. It's inside, but attached to this guy who's outside. Now it's with his body where it belongs. So Tosfos holds Yechai right there. We saw in the Mishnah, Rashi said, as Rashi stressed, kept stressing the Mishnah, and he put it down. So when Tosfos learns Rashi, that Rashi's saying, I don't care where the head is, in the same Rishon, different Rishos, the hand is not a mokum hanocha. Great. So Rashi has to say, they put it down. So Bnei Yeshua says, according to Rashi, according to the way Tosfos learns Rashi, we understand why in the Mishnah Rashi keeps saying, and he put it down, and he put it down, and he put it down. As Rashi says three times, because the way Rashi learns, Tosfos understands Rashi, right, you have to put it down. He wouldn't be chayav. Which Rashi says it's no raya. Came outside, now he's outside with it in his hand. He didn't do a hanocha, which is a rabbim yet. So he can't, it's not chayim, because he didn't have kira, he didn't do a hanocha. Because it's just still in his hand.
He could actually walk around the block and put it right back to where he got it.
Theoretically, he would not be chayim. I wouldn't advise doing it, right? But he would not be chayim. So, Kiberger comes along and says, there's an interesting Kiberger, like he should say this. Obviously, Rav and his kasha wasn't sure how about this din. So, Rav and his kasha understood the mission was that he put it down, physically put it down. Right? That's whether a hand is the same as a body or not, but Rav wasn't even sure if a body works. So obviously, the according to Rav's question, what's the case of your chayiv? Person picks it up from the ground and puts it down on the ground of the other rishus. That has to be the case. When Rav asked the question, he didn't know this case is chayiv. So I asked Rav, what do you think the case of hutzah is? Right? So he says, very simple. The case of hutzah is it was on the ground and he picks it up, walks outside and puts it down. Right? So that, or somebody puts it in his hand, he picks it up from the, reaches in and picks it up and puts it down. So in the Havin of the Gemara, clearly the case was he put it down on the ground. The Derech of the Rashi in the Mishnah is explain the Mishnah according to the Havamin of the Gemara. That's what Kreger says, you start. Rashi in general will explain it. So the fact that Rashi says it in the Mishnah means he's setting you up to not know the answer to the question that the Gemara is going to tell you. In other words, this is how we assume, therefore we had a question, and the Ben Hanami, once the Gemara gives a Teres, like Kiris Gubba Kiris Chayfetz, and Hanochas Gubba Hanochas Chayfetz, you don't need to put it down to be Chayv according to Rashi. This is the way Kreger says it. There's no Rai from Rashi, but Pnei Yeshua does not learn like that. Pnei Yeshua says it's a, that he learns the Rai, the Tosfos Pshat in Rashi, not like the Ramban and the Rashi, but is the Rashi in the Mishnah. Because according to the Ramban and the Rashi, the Chayv, you shouldn't need to put it down over there. Okay. Now, a little bit of an interesting piece of Gemara over here. Next. So that's a, it's a major, this is like a major introduction to the world of Hakir HaTzor. Amalei Ruchia, the Rav. So Ruchia is now going to give a little bit of Musa to his nephew. Rav was his nephew. And they're both Tamidim of Rebbe. Ruchia was much older. And Ruchia then turns to Rav and gives him Musa for asking the question. So apparently this question, Amalei Bar Pachi. Now, a Pachas, you have the, you know, you have in the Megillah, the Pachos is the governors. Say, you're son of the guy, you're a Choshev, I mean, you know, I'm giving you Musa, but the insurance of the Musa is, you're a Choshev guy. You're a Ben Gedolim, Rashi says. You're a Choshev, you're a very Choshev person. Who was he, Ben Gedolim? He was, more in the Pesachim, that Rav was Rebchia's nephew from two sides. He was a half brother and a half sister to Rebchia, who were not related to each other at all, who married each other, and that was Rav's. That was Rav's parents. So Rav's father was his half-brother, and Rav's mother was his half-sister. Rav Chia was related to Rav, says, you're a son of Gedolim, he means my brother, my sister. Anyway, so Rav Chia says to Rav, Bar Pachsi, didn't I tell you, Ki koi Rebbe b'hai mesechta, when Rebbe is in one mesechta, apparently the question, he asked Rebbe this question, not when they were learning mesechta Shabbos. They were learning Masechta school, and he says, Rebbe, I have a kasha about the first Mishnah over there, Masechta Shabbos. He says, don't do that to him. Why? Dimalaba daite, maybe he's not really, you know, it doesn't have it in his mind correct. The love, the Rebbe, Gava Rabahu, had it not been for the fact that Rebbe was a big Talmud Chacham, kasif that you would have potentially embarrassed him by giving the wrong answer. The Mishan of the Cha, Shinuyu, the Lav Shinuyu, he would give you an answer which is not correct. If he's not holding in the Sugya, if there's a potential that'll give you an answer which is wrong. Now, I once heard from the, I remember who I heard it from. And, you know, what can I tell you? You go over to the Tzimin HaChacham, and Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, you know, you go over to the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Vilna Gaon says, you know, yeah, I'm holding the Shas, what everyone has. But Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, he couldn't do it, you know, like, Ruchia was protecting Rebbe from, you know, this upstart over here. Rav is gonna make Ruchia look like a mess. You know, Rebbe, you know, is making a mistake. So he said it's a godless of Rebbe. Rebbe's power of concentration and focus on when he was holding the Masechta X was so powerful there wasn't room for Masechta Y right now. You know, he wasn't holding it everywhere at one time. That's a great. There's a certain godless able to do that. A certain godless said, I can't hold him because I'm so focused on point X, I have no room for Y. It fills my whole being. Rebbe's whole being was filled with X. You can't talk about Y right now. There's no Y in the world. There's only X. That's how focused he was. So you shouldn't do that. So he had a... it's interesting. I have to tell you, it was when we sat by Rosh Yeshiva and Shir. So I don't remember this. I was much younger. You know, when the Yeshiva said, you know, said Pilpul Shir. When he said pilpul shir, when he would get into the pilpul, he was so focused that he wouldn't hear you ask a question. Like you'd have to like talk really, you know, like after the second or third time, he'd say, you vah, vah. He'd like, somebody say something? You know, he'd be like, you'd pull him out of his focus. And you lost the flow, he was very upset about it. He said, it had to be a very good question. Otherwise, it's like, was willst du? Like, what do you want for my life? You know, like, it's like, you know, ah, you know, you ask your question, you know, he would respond, like, you know, that had to be very good, very worth it to ask me, interrupt my train of thought, you know. So that was such a mussig. But now, Hashemiah is Shapras Rishani, but Rav Chiya points out, however, that in this time, what Rebbe answered was correct. The Tanya, because it's a Braisa, which says that, Hayatol Eichlem, Mamashkin, Mamash, this case which you asked, is a Braisa. Hayatol Eichlem, Mamashkin, Mivayoyim, he had the item, well, I'm sorry, this case is not exactly a Braisa, but it's going to be the same idea. The scenario was, Ruvain put something on himself for before Shabbos. So he did not do an Akira on Shabbos. The person is standing inside with Eichlem Mashkim on his body. And then after Shabbos takes effect, he walks outside with his item on his back. He's Chayiv. Why is he Chayiv? He didn't do Akira. The Kiri did an Erev Shabbos. You can't be Chayiv for an Akira on Erev Shabbos. You have to do the Malach on Shabbos. The Teretz is the act of moving his body is called Akira. The Mishnah says that the Yad is not called the Kira, the Fisha and the Daim of the Yad. Because we look at the act of moving his body from its place different than we look at the act of moving his hand, in the case of the Mishnah, moving his hand from its place. So that's Mamish, that was Rebbe's point. The scenario is different in the case that Rav asked Rebbe, somebody else put it on him on Shabbos. Somebody else did an Akira, but he didn't do Akira. In the case where he did the Akira, he did the Akira himself, off the ground, but it was before Shabbos, which is irrelevant. Gabi Chiyiv. Such Rashi. Bar Pachsi is Ben Gedolim. Now Tishal, the Klamer Ein Shein Liba the Masechta Zu, his heart, and you look at the Rashi, his heart is not in this Masechta. He didn't say his mind is in this Masechta. He said his heart, means his focus, wasn't in this Masechta. Shema Yisbayish, because you might, therefore, you know, he might, you know, he has to, I have to tell you, I had a mindset when somebody told me, quoted somebody from an Olam Gadol, Pesach in a certain area. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit. And afterwards, I said, you know, when did you ask him? He said, I caught him, he was running from place to place. I asked him a question. So he gave me on the top of his head, he gave me an answer. But the mice said, there's a parish or, you know, Mishnah, whatever it was, connected, you know. Like, you catch a person off guard, you can be misbayish. So not only you have to know, you want to know, you know, what was exactly the question you asked him, and you want to know when you asked him the question also, is part of it is important. The scenario of the Braisa is similar to the case of the Rav's question. Here, the Braisa's case where he was had it on him from before Shabbos, in the case of Rav, that somebody else put it on him on Shabbos. The Hachavahacha Lecha Akira the Isser Gabe. He didn't do the act of Akira from the ground, either because he didn't do the Akira at all, or he didn't do it in a case would be Usser, because he did it before Shabbos. So there wasn't an act of Akira which would be a source of Chiyiv. And the Braisa continues, it's not like the case of the Mishnah where the hand is sticking inside, the case where he put his hand inside, and he's outside, and the Balabais put in it, and then he took it out, which he says, that case is Potter, and over here is Chayiv. Now Tosis points out, over here at the top Tosis, we're going to see this more later on, this halacha of Hanachas Gufay, so he's saying Akira's Gufay and Hanachas Gufay, the person has to be stationary for this to be effective. So theoretically, he's moving back and forth, the guy puts it on while he's moving back and forth, and he walks out, he never stopped after the time that somebody put it on him. He would not be chai, because the idea was he has a mokum, and he's munach in his mokum, and he's now uprooting his body and anything on his body. But he has to have a mokum, so that the act of being in motion prevents it from having a status of he having a status of, well, this is his mokum, so there's no akira from his mokum. Tosafot then takes it a step further and says, even if the person is stationary, there's a scenario where a person is stationary, which is not considered a mokum. If a person stops because he wants to stop and he wants to be in this place, he wants to rest. He wants to be at rest. That's called lefush, also nafash. Like vayunafash, and he now relaxed. Right? So he's in a state of rest. That's called it. He became his malka. If a person stops to adjust something on his back, so that stopping is not to be at rest. That stopping is part of the process of moving. So that is not considered he's at rest in that malkum. So even there's the person who's amad lafush. He stood still in order to rest. That's considered now a hanacha. Or the person who's amad lekasef. Lekasef is the shoulder. He stops to rearrange it on his shoulder. And that's not considered a hanocha. So the case over here was, in the case with the Brisa says, he had it on him, but he before he left on Shabbos, he had stopped. It wasn't that he was at motion, you know. If you picture, leaving Ben Shmosh out for a second. We know Ben Shmosh. So it's possible, theoretically, a second before Shabbos, he put it on. And a second later, he walked out on Shabbos, and he never stopped. So that case, the kier was from the ground. There's no kier's gufa because there was no hanochas gufa. All right, so that's not the case. The case was he had stopped, been at rest, and now he walked out after. And we'll see a gemara later on, which clearly says that. Okay. Oh, okay.